So first off, upcoming session, I just wanted to talk about some of the key bills you hope to highlight and if you think there will be a central focus, at least from your caucus, going into the session.
Well, as always, our caucus will prioritize those things that they heard from their constituents and others in the campaign. It won't differ too much, I don't believe, than what we've done in the past, but one of our major focuses will be on jobs and the economy, and I think in a little bit different way. What a lot of people heard at the doors, and I did the same, was that people are concerned that the economic recovery doesn't necessarily seem to be hitting them. And they're still potentially a paycheck away from a major crisis or something that would have a huge impact on their economic security. So I think we'll be looking at bills that go to that economic security and economic fairness issue. And one of the major things that I think we'll be addressing is workforce development, along with things like equal pay for equal work. The middle class needs to have more opportunity to take advantage of the economic upturn that we have, not just the rich and the big corporations. In addition to that, education is always a very important priority. So we'll be working very hard to find ways to provide additional support to education, both preschool through 12 and higher education.
When you mean support, are you talking more money?
Doesn't necessarily have to be money, but money is very key to that.
Obviously, a different landscape for Democrats than last year. You have a smaller majority in the House and then lost control of the Senate.
In the past, even when we've had majorities in both houses one way or the other, 95% to 96% of the bills that we pass are bipartisan. So I think it's a real opportunity for us, really, to work across the aisle and to develop consensus on important issues for the people of the state of Colorado, and I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk about oil and gas. That was an issue you worked a lot on last legislative session, and it's coming up again with the task force recommendations from the governor. How optimistic are you there, and what are some key things you're looking at this point?
Well, I'm optimistic and I'm very hopeful that the task force will come up with recommendations that we can act on in the state legislature. This is a problem that isn't going away. It's still very much an issue for the constituents that I represent and a number of legislators, and particularly the northern corridor, Front Range corridor of Colorado. I'm hoping that they will make recommendations about how we can improve local control, provide for the ability for people to have a say in siting and how oil and gas is regulated, similar to other industrial operations.
Do you think there's a way to avoid a ballot fight, and will it be more difficult with split legislative control?
I think that both the Republican Senate and the Democratic House can come together and agree to act on what their recommendations are, and I hope that happens.
And I know the Senate's planning to pass a lot of bills repealing legislation that Democrats passed in 2013, like the stricter gun laws. What's going to happen from the House side?
I believe our caucus is firmly behind the progress that we made in 2013 and 2014. I get no indication from the election that they want to make a lot of changes in that regard. I suppose we'll have to deal with those as they come, and we will.
Okay, thanks. That was incoming Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst. I appreciate you talking to me.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.